Hello everyone, Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. Are you primed for success at work? I often speak about the role humor plays in framing the lens through which we experience events. In a similar way, dozens upon dozens of psychological studies have found that just subtle changes in our language and in the way we frame our thoughts can have a big impact on our behavior. For example, people who imagine the mindset of a university professor do better on general knowledge tests than people who imagine the mindset of a soccer hooligan before writing the test. Or similarly, when volunteer test groups do a series of word exercises, those people who words all relate to old age, like wrinkly, gray, bingo, walk significantly slower down the hallway, believe it or not, after the exercise than the people whose words didn't relate to old age at all. This concept of priming has been illustrated over and over and over, and it's a great reminder to be conscious of our internal and outer dialogue and to be aware of how we are framing our ideas and the events that happen to us in our lives. As the father of Taoism, Lao Tzu, once cautioned, "Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habit. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny." Now, we got very heavy all of a sudden on humor at work here, so we need to lighten it up. So I need to remind you that, of course, if we're talking about reframing and priming ourselves to be ready for a business presentation or that meeting or a difficult conversation, a lot of humor goes a long way. So we need to tap into our sense of humor and laughter. For as the wise father of neurosis, Woody Allen, once said, "I am grateful for laughter, except when milk comes out my nose." And now my fun at work tip. Here's a great idea that was reported in the Globe and Mail's list of the top 50 large companies to work for in Canada. Biogen IDEC Canada, which is a biotechnology company and ranked 12th on the list, has an employee-nominated Take the Bull by the Horns award that is given out at each of their town hall meetings to an employee who embodies the company culture by challenging the status quo. So what in many organizations might be construed as a career-limiting move, you know, when you challenge the status quo too much, here at Biogen IDEC, they embrace it. They celebrate it and recognize it publicly, and they make it fun to do so. What an awesome idea. And my quote of the week, tomorrow, noun, meaning a mythical land where 99% of all human productivity, motivation, and achievement is stored. Tomorrow. Please use it in a sentence. And finally, in It's a Wacky, Wacky World section, as I'm doing this podcast in just a few days, September 19th, it's International Talk Like a Pirate Day, one of my favorite wacky theme days of the year. So break out your eye patches, practice your R's, because remember, mateys, to err is human, but the R is pirate. This has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work, reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.